European Parliament has voted 460-0 against the use of blocking as a way to regulate adult content on the web. The vote, which included three abstentions, signals that European ministers would rather see the industry regulate itself instead of legislation restricting access to websites. In a statement, the Parliament said that ministers are concerned at recent moves to block access to certain websites. They argue that such drastic measures do not resolve the problem of sites outside the EU, nor that of sites which are legal for adults but could be harmful to children or young people. Instead, Parliament called on EU countries to set up hotlines to handle complaints about illegal or harmful internet sites, and the industry to develop filter and rating systems for digital broadcasting. The vote was welcomed as a forward-looking and informed decision by the European Internet Services Providers Association. Microsoft has quietly shelved a consumer information service that was once planned as the centerpiece of the software giant's foray into the market for tightly linked web services. The service, originally codenamed Hailstorm and later renamed My Services, was to be the clearest example of the company's ambitious .NET strategy. It was intended to permit an individual to keep an online persona, independent of his or her desktop computer, supposedly safely stored as part of a vast data repository, which could be accessed easily across the internet. At the introduction of My Services, Microsoft also said that it would have a set of high-profile partners in such areas as finance and travel for the My Services system. However, according to both industry consultants and Microsoft partners, after 9 months of intense effort, the company was unable to find any partner willing to commit to the program. Industry executives said the caution displayed by consumer giants like American Express and Citigroup illuminated a bitter tug-of-war being fought over consumer information by some of the US's largest financial and information companies. The lack of interest also indicates that in a variety of industries outside the desktop computer business, there remains significant concern about Microsoft's potential to use its personal computer dominance and its .NET software to leverage its brand into a broad range of service businesses. Nearly 10,000 Americans reported losing $18 million in online scams last year, according to the Internet Fraud Complaint Center's annual report. The median loss for those scammed was $435. Almost half of the 16,775 fraud cases investigated by the center were people complaining that they were duped in online auctions. Other scams included non-delivery of promised merchandise and credit card fraud. A scam known as the Nigerian letter fraud netted more than $5,000 per victim who complained to the center. The con involves an email purportedly sent from the Nigerian government requesting use of the recipient's bank account to receive millions of dollars in funds, generally described as over-invoiced contracts. Scammers then ask for upfront cash to pay for licenses, taxes, or other non-existent fees. Victims of internet cons ranged from 10 to 100 years of age and were scattered worldwide. Most complainants were male, with an average age of 39. Victims over age 60 were most at risk of losing larger amounts of money, with a far higher proportion losing more than $5,000 than any other age category, according to the report. Aeroplane passengers should soon be able to surf the web at near broadband speeds while in the air. Satellite operator Inmarsat announced on Tuesday that its Swift 64 service, which offers fast voice and data services to aeroplane passengers at speeds of up to 64 kilobits per second, is now available to airlines. Swift 64 is designed for business people who will want to send and receive data or even video conference while travelling. It also aims to be a useful tool for the flight crew. In the aeronautical sector, demand for access to business-critical information is the major driver for aircraft operators and their passengers, said Inmarsat in a statement. To start with, Swift 64 will be restricted to corporate jets and will only offer mobile ISDN connections. Inmarsat plans to add a mobile package data option later this year and predicts that the service will be extended to commercial airliners by the end of 2002. Inmarsat will encourage customers to use its mobile ISDN for sending and receiving large files and for making secure voice and data calls. It also claims that video conferencing will be supported, although at 64 kbps it seems unlikely that this will be particularly decent quality. The IP-based mobile packet data service will be recommended to customers who want to email and surf the web. According to Inmarsat, around 80% of modern long-haul commercial aircraft and over 1,000 corporate jets have the antenna needed to support SWIFT 64. In its ongoing efforts to become the torchbearer for paid online programming, Real Networks on Tuesday unveiled software that allows content providers to charge fees for their online media. The software, called RBN Managed Subscription Service, lets content providers create their own subscription services. It also enables producers to manage online billing and create different viewing methods, such as pay-per-view rental or bulk subscriptions. Real Networks will host the video and or audio streams through its Real Broadcast Network service. And web portal Yahoo is facing criticism for changing its marketing policy and opting users into an array of promotional emails, postal mails, and telephone calls. The complaints began shortly after Yahoo unveiled the new policy 3 weeks ago. In an email message, the firm told millions of its registered users that they would begin receiving promotional pitches from the company after 60 days, unless they went to Yahoo's website and clicked no on 13 product categories. The change in Yahoo's marketing policy applies only to the company's own promotional campaigns, according to Yahoo. Users who previously declined to get third-party sales messages will not begin receiving them now, Yahoo says. To avoid getting sales pitches from Yahoo, Yahoo users must go to a page titled Edit Marketing Preferences. They must then change the Enroll Me settings in 13 categories from Yes to No. Registered users who do not make the changes may be contacted by Yahoo by email, US mail, and telephone. Users can decline any combination of ways to be contacted. And that's News Briefs for this week.